This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You want to know where you are? Well, aside from listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, let me explain where you are right now, wherever you sit in America. If you're an American citizen, you are under a leftist boot. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You probably don't realize how much you are under a leftist boot, even though you, during the time of Barack Obama, witnessed the most accelerated leftism in your life. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of me. See, it's still sneaky. Leftism, that is. It's a sneaky thing. It's not something that you readily see because you become conditioned to accept it. You become conditioned to give a little, a little, a little. You want to know why? Because you've learned to compromise. You've learned to say, not that big of a deal. No skin off my back. Adam Carolla actually talked about leftist incrementalism, and he gave an example. There are dozens, hundreds probably, of these examples, but I want to play him talking about the incrementalism of leftism and how it sneaks up on you and how you just go, hey, no big deal. And if you don't believe me, if you happen to be a smoker, you're gonna really relate to this.
Progressive movement says moving progressively. It's never sort of stop and take inventory of where we're going or how fast we're going. It's just move forward. Right. And I always sort of think of it like, when I was a kid, you could smoke cigarettes in an airplane, you could smoke cigarettes anywhere.
I remember.
But just take a look at cigarettes as sort of a metaphor. So at some point, somebody said, look, we can't have you smoking in the restaurant, around the kids, with other people who are eating. Why don't we have a smoking section?
Right.
And people went, okay, and they picked up their plate and their ashtray. They went, smoking section, over there. They went, oh, okay. They moved to a smoking section. 10 minutes later, they came to those people again, and they went, we don't want smoking in the restaurant, but if you'd like to go to the bar and smoke, you can go to the bar and smoke. And they went, okay, I'll have a drink at the bar and smoke, and they went to the bar. Then they came to those people, they said, we don't want anything in the restaurant, but if you just want to step out onto the sidewalk and have a cigarette, have a cigarette. And they went, well, it's cold, but okay, and they walked out. And then they said, you know, you're too close to the front door. We need you to move it down the street to the park. And they went, okay. And they went to the park. And then somebody said, we don't want smoking at the park. And it's a progressive movement. You think,
brilliant.
The thought is, well, let's get the cigarette smoke out of the restaurant. No, no. That's not the end of the movement. It's a movement that never stops. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep going after you until you can't smoke in your own apartment because the kid above you is going to get secondhand smoke. They don't stop. And that's the thing. And that's what I've realized. I realized the NRA caught on to this. And they're sitting in the restaurant, and they say, we'd like to outlaw banana clips on AK-47s. And they go, nope. We're not getting up and moving because we know if we get up and move, eventually we're going to be out the sidewalk. It's snowing outside.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Carolla couldn't be more correct, but you can look at it in every phase of what we face every day. You want to look at it in terms of children's sexuality. Go for it. Look at what we taught kids, what they were exposed to 20, 30, 40 years ago, look at what they're exposed to now. And the left will tell you it's progress. They use the word progress. It's incrementalism towards debauchery. That's what it is. The reason why you have an explosion of children who want to be transsexuals, of children who don't know what their sexuality is and have this fluidity, is very simple. It's the slow progressive, the creep, if you will, of progressivism into their psyche. And you're letting them take over your kids. I could go on. Tell me what it is you want to talk about. You want to talk about militarization? I'll tell you. They've made the military is in the demons. They've tried to make the military gay. Speaking of gays, let's just look at the gay movement. How far have gays progressed, if you will, versus not gay people? There's a whole different new strata of citizen, and if you're gay, you have special rights over those who are not gay. If you are an illegal, ask yourself, how have we progressed to where illegal citizens have more rights in your country than a citizen does? You pay representatives who then go and do what? They don't represent you. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, I don't even like saying her name, but it's easier to say AOC. If that chick believes that she was elected to represent the illegals at the border, then congratulations, New York. You got all that you wanted. But I'll tell you this. Our system wasn't set up so we could represent citizens of other countries. Progressivism. Give it to me. How do you feel about capitalists? Do you think they're good people or bad people? Do you think it's a progressive to tell somebody that a person who has an idea, takes a concept or some sort of an idea, puts their money and their time and their effort and energy behind that idea, grows it into a company, only to have somebody say, you have no rights to this, it's your employees who should be benefiting more than you. More than you who had sleepless nights and had to make payroll and all these other things. It's easy to say this when you've never had to make a payroll. I have. I will never forget having to make payroll and thinking I didn't have enough money in my bank to make payroll. This was years ago. And I went to the bank. I don't know what I had, but it wasn't enough to make payroll. And the bank, when I went, I said, I need to withdraw, you know, some money out of my bank account. Can I check my balance? And the girl gave me my balance and my jaw dropped because I had plenty to make payroll. And I remember thinking this is a God moment because I know with certainty that I didn't have enough money to make payroll. I know it. And I remember going to the bank, taking that big sigh going, there's not enough money to make payroll, but I'll draw enough money out to pay, you know, the employees something. You know, it was that kind of an emotion, as you can imagine. But through divine intervention, there was plenty of money to make payroll, and the company went on to become somewhat successful. We sold it a few years later. Anyway, my point is, there's a war on everything you're about. It's incrementalism at its finest, and if you don't learn to fight back, you're going to be incrementalized out of a country. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're going to be talking about an update because I got something wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about being under the leftist boots and how incrementalism has gotten us to where we are. And we're not in a good place if you look at it that way. Now, the good news is you finally put a roadblock. You didn't put a speed bump. You put one of those big barriers in front of leftism in 2016. And even though leftists slightly removed it or learned how to jump over the first barrier in 2018 when they got the House back. Believe me, Trump is building a bigger, taller barrier. It's going to be huge, and Mexico is going to pay for it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I talked earlier about this incrementalism that sneaks up on you in ways that you don't even realize. I was talking about Gay Pride Month the other day, and I said I was looking at these commercials, and almost all of them had homosexual people in them. It was girls kissing girls or being with girls, and boys with boys, and intonations of homosexuality. And it was really sneaky. It was crafty how they did it. And to be honest with you, it doesn't bother me. I know there are people out there that want, that like same sex. Fine, they're freaks, but be it. Go for it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. There are freaks in a lot of other stuff. There are people that like things that I just don't like. I call you a freak. They probably call me a freak. Guess what? We're all freaky in some sort of way. So when I use the term, I'm not using it to disparage anybody. We're all freaks. Some people look at nerds. They go, look at nerds over there playing chess or, you know, building rockets or whatever. Look at those freaks. You ever watch the show BattleBots? I love that show BattleBots. Look at the nerds that are over there doing it. But I love it because I'm an engineer, so I look at the tech and I'm like, wow, how do they get the spinner to spin up so fast? What kind of motor, you know, are they using to get? I mean, I'm in my total freaky zone, and people look at it, he's a freak. And there's probably other ways I'm a freak to some people. So it's no big deal to call somebody a freak. But from a sexual point of view, I mean, it's not natural. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's not natural for men to be with men and women to be with women, certainly not long term, right? If you want to, finger quotes here, experiment, fine. I'm not an experimental guy. I'm not, you know, going to, I think I'm going to go get with Ben for a minute and see how that is. You know, it's not going to happen with me. But if you want to experiment for a little bit, that's, I guess it's okay. But at the end of the, at the end, your species depends on you not experimenting. You get what I'm saying? So that makes it not natural. Unless you just don't care. I mean, if you were the last generation on Earth, and somebody goes, and you knew, it's like, look, it's over. And you go, well, hey, there's no sense worrying about kids or grandkids or posterity. No worries for a bank account. Go do what you want. As for me, I still would chase women. Personally, I would not want to go for men. But if it's your bag, that's the time to do it. But if it's not the end of the world and you want to get, you know, continue on with stuff, yeah, I wouldn't experiment. It's that simple. But yeah, but we've watched this slow progression of gays and all these other things, and you name it. Capitalists, you're terrible people. You know, a foreign policy, I could go on. We have a culture of Democrats who favor other countries in negotiations with the United States. They love it when we lose. Look at Barack Obama. The biggest trade deficits on the planet, the worst currency devaluation. I don't know, I'm not going to say in American history, but certainly bad. Credit rating going down, etc. They're cheering. They're happy. He's the greatest president ever. $8+$9 trillion of debt. He's the greatest president ever. Yay! Let's cheer against ourselves. Donald Trump comes in and says, hey, stop stealing our IP, China. Who are you to go after our partners? NATO, pay your bills. Oh my God, look at what he's doing! He says, we're going to protect our borders. Mexico, you got to stop this invasion. It's occurring. I can't believe he would deprive those people of coming over and taking advantage of all the things that our citizens have and not having to pay a dime and not having to pay any consequences. Who does this? You want to know what the incrementalism of all the cities in America? The incrementalism of black folks shooting other black folks and you can't say a word about it or you're the racist. Well, there is this black-on-black crime. Who are you to be bringing up black-on-black crime, white boy, white woman? Who are you? Don't you be talking about no black-on-black crime when y'all are killing you, when a cop just killed another black man. And they throw you off. They intentionally make you start thinking differently about yourself. Ooh, a cop did kill a black man the other day. Yeah, he was a heroin dealer who was shooting at cops. Well, I know, Kevin, but still, I mean, we have this problem with policing in America. Yeah, it's called black criminals. That's our problem with policing in America. Oh, I know. I'm going to get some feedback. I can take it. Don't worry about it. Hey, speaking of killings in America in these big cities, I gave you guys an update. I said there were 28 people shot and 3 people killed in Chicago the weekend before. No lie. They revised the numbers. 56 shot, 4 dead. I want you to consider that. 28 people. This was a report that came on like Monday, and it said 28 people were shot, 3 were dead, killed. Then, on Tuesday, they revised it. 56 people, double the number shot, and then they add another death. They can't even do the numbers in these cities. But hey, incrementally, they want you to believe that cities are safe. If you move into an area that's gentrified and you're a victim of rape or carjacking or whatever, don't report it. Same thing with your schools. They're incrementally keeping crime statistics out of schools because they don't want to hit the quota. If 13% or 20% of the black kids in a school are committing 50% of the bad acts in schools, they say don't report that anymore. Barack Obama's administration told the government, the Department of Education, stop reporting that, because incrementally they want you to believe you're safer in black communities, you're safer when your kids are in schools where with black kids, and on and on and on, because they don't want you thinking bad about black kids. So the government wants to skew the way you view things because it makes everybody feel better. Now, meanwhile, your kid's getting the crap beat out of them. Your daughter's probably going to get pregnant with her little mulatto baby, and you're supposed to just grin and bear it. This isn't an anti-black situation here, folks. I'm just telling you the way that it is in these schools. I'm proud to be black. I just think that there's a small group of people representing us that need the crap kicked out of them. Want to know what else happens in this country with the leftist foot on your throat? Obama fines you for health care. It's the same health care that they want to give to illegals. They want illegals to have free health care, and you pay thousands of dollars for this nonsense called Obamacare. Leftists have claimed for years that we attack them, that we beat them up at rallies and whatever. Antifa just kicked the crap out of a bunch of people up in Oregon, and the Portland police looked the other way. Nike pulls a Betsy Ross shoe. Why? Because I'm the black nationalist Kaepernick said he finds it offensive. One dude finds it offensive and Nike pulls the shoe. That should tell you all you need to know about leftism. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As preparations continue for the Salute to America event being held in Washington, D.C. on July 4th, Some Democratic lawmakers are saying the president is turning a traditionally nonpartisan event into a campaign rally, to which White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. This is all about a salute to America. The president is not going to get political. He's going to celebrate the greatest country, the greatest idea in the history of the world, and that is the United States of America."
According to AAA, more than 41 million Americans are expecting to hit the road and travel over the 4th of July holiday. As far as what folks can expect to pay for gas, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells Fox News,
"Unfortunately, motorists that are taking to the road are going to be greeted by higher prices in almost every state except for the West Coast, where gas prices keep moving lower."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about incrementalism. I'll get it out. On the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Incrementalism. The Democrats have been doing it on guns. They've been doing it on border issues. They do it on taxes every year and on and on. And you know what? Every time one of them opens their mouths, you lose. Every time one of the leftists opens their mouths, America loses. 844-551-8255. This came to me. It was from 2005. Just going to read it real quick. It says, "The Pine Ridge Reservation serves as a home to the entire Native American population living in conditions equivalent to those found among the poorest third world countries." They're talking about the Sioux Indians of Lakota. They say, "Left in the wake of a terrible absence of resources, members of the Lakota Sioux tribe are left feeling broken, hopeless, and unimportant. Mostly unknown or forgotten by mainstream society, the average U.S. resident knows little, if anything, about the true history and the current state of the Native American Indians. The below statistics and facts chronicle just one nation, the Lakota Sioux of the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Population of Pine Ridge Reservation is 18,834. Keep in mind, this is from 2015. At 11,000 square miles, Pine Ridge Reservation is the second largest Native American reservation in the United States. Alcoholism affects 8 out of 10 families, contributing to a death rate that is 300% higher than the U.S. population. Non-Indian. 97% of the population lives far below the U.S. federal poverty line, with a median household income range between $2,600 and $3,500 per year. Pine Ridge Reservation has no industry, technology, commercial infrastructure to provide employment for its residents, contributing to 90% unemployment. 70% high school dropout rate. Average life expectancy on the reservation is 47 years for men, 52 for women. Teenage suicide rate, 150% higher than the national average. Infant mortality rate, highest on this continent, 300% higher than the national average. Nearly 50% on the adults of the reservation over the age of 40 have diabetes. Tuberculosis on the reservation, 800% higher than the national average. Cervical cancer, 500% higher than the national average. Estimated average of 17 people living in each family home, a home that may only have 2 to 3 bedrooms. No banks, motels, discount stores, movie theaters, One grocery store of moderate size is tasked with providing for the entire community. Over 33% of homes have no electricity or basic water sewage systems, forcing many to carry often contaminated water from local rivers daily for their personal needs. This sounds like Africa. At least 60% of the homes need to be demolished or replaced due to infestation of potentially fatal black mold, but there's no insurance or government programs to assist family in replacing those homes. This is a cautionary tale for everybody that wants government to run stuff for you, because these are microcosms of what can happen. Now, there are successful Indian stories. The Pequots, who have the big casinos up in the Northeast and many down here, you know, where I live now, in the Arizona area. There are success stories, unquestionably. There are Indians that are doing well. Okay? Now, what I'm going to tell you is, you can take those success stories, and let me tell you, still go look at those reservations with the success of the Pequots and the Navajos and the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and you still get overwhelming alcoholism, overwhelming high school dropout rates, poverty rates still exist, and on high school dropout, college dropout. Some of them have industry, but they don't have nearly the industry that they would have in a society that looks much like what America is. Black folks want 40 acres and a mule. I'm telling you, go look in any of these situations and you can find out how this will work out for you. It's a cautionary tale. And it's the incrementalism of government. Government cannot take care of you. It cannot protect you to the degree that you need it to. It's only to protect you in the macrocosm, not the microcosm. You protect yourself, meaning you protect yourself financially, you protect yourself physically, and in every other way. Government keeps other people from invading. That's what it's supposed to do. But they're not even doing that because of incrementalism. Ocasio-Cortez is at the border. Here's what she tweeted. After I forced myself into a cell with women and began speaking to them, one of them described their treatment at the hands of officers as psychological warfare, waking them at odd hours for no reason, calling them, she uses a different word, but prostitutes, etc. Tell me about what that is due to the lack of funding. Now, this is a woman who is lying. She's lying. She wants you to believe that the people working at helping these women in these detention centers are calling them, prostitutes and mistreating them as if they were enemy combatants or something. She wants you to believe that lie. She's propagating a lie. But let me tell you what Ocasio-Cortez won't do. She will not go visit the family where an illegal immigrant from Mexico and North Carolina murdered 38-year-old Maria Calderon and her two daughters. She's not going to go visit there and find out more about that story. Yeah. Illegal from Mexico. And another thing Ocasio-Cortez isn't going to do is she isn't going to look at all of the crime and all these families that are touched, unfortunately, by the crime of these illegals in this country. She's not going to care a thing about them because the bigger mission for her is to help the people at the border. So what you're saying, it could be a person in her own district who has been hurt or maimed or killed or in some way, had a crime committed against them by an illegal, and Ocasio-Cortez won't go see him because the bigger picture is the psychological warfare that our people are waging on these people coming to our country illegally. I'll leave you to be the judge of that. Somebody tweeted, if you spend more time in your district worrying about your American citizens, maybe your poll numbers would be better. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to try to predict what's going to happen to this girl in her district. But I hope she loses. I hope she loses so vigorously. I hope the people in her district speak out in ways that so cacophonous that she can't even hear herself think. Because they need better. The citizens of America deserve better than these so-called representatives that claim they have our best interest in mind. They have their feet on our throats. It's unbelievable. Let me give you another example. In London right now, East London, Muslims are considering outlawing Christmas. I want you to think about that for just a second. London, British city. I mean, you can't get more British than London. And it's got a Muslim mayor because, hey, they want to prove how progressive they are to the world. So they've elected a Muslim mayor. And that Muslim mayor, his name is Khan, K-H-A-N, but he might as well spell it C-O-N because he's a con man. He wants to marginalize the Muslims. And so they've taken over London. It's Londonistan is what people call it. I haven't been to London because I had a chance to go, and I said, I don't even want to go. I don't even want to go. Thought I'd take, you know, family over. No. I really didn't want to go to Paris, but had to go for some meetings. And I was thinking, I'll take the train over to London. And then just decided against it. Anyway, it's not London anymore. It's lost its character, culture in a decade. And this came from one of my friends who was there. He told me, says, Kevin, in a decade, you won't even recognize London. So here's where we are. And one of my good friends, Katie Hopkins, lives over there. And she's always talking about this stuff. But in East London, they want to outlaw Christmas. And there's not going to be any blowback. You're not going to hear people over there going, oh, you know, it's terrible what they're doing. The left doesn't complain. Do you think anybody in America these leftists are going to go, you know what? Look, I'm all tolerant about Muslims, but when you start outlawing Christmas, they're cheering. They're hoping this happens. You think their Muslim mayor is going to crack down on these people that want to outlaw Christmas? And just for the record, how do you outlaw Christmas? I'm thinking about it out loud here. How do you do that? Because what that means is you have some sort of a law that you're practicing that says, I'm not going to honor your traditions and the things that you want to do. And then what are you going to do? You're going to put Christians in jail in that area of in East London who go Merry Christmas or celebrate Christmas or have Christmas colors? How do you do it? I'm just curious. I don't think there's going to be that level of curiosity from leftists in London or leftists around the world. And they're going to continue to tell us how tolerant we need to be toward Muslims because, see, there's incrementalism involved here. Little by little, it's no big deal. Muslims are good people. Even though statistically, you know when they take over is when they get a certain percentage. Look it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Happy, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border. And the men and women of our military deserve better than that.
President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican border. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Chip Reed has the details. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning, Betty. In addition to the troops, the president is also requesting $500 million for border security. But some border state politicians are already saying more help is needed.
Secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
We need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more, and we need to create the environment in which we get people out of the shadows and then give them some earned right to legalization.
We are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
Families who enter our country the right way and play by the rules watch others flout the rules.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
And because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected.
Oh, if only the Democrats could take back all the things that they've said about every policy position where they agree with Donald Trump. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Disingenuous. I told you guys, first of all, incrementalism. Democrats tell you what they're going to do, then they don't do it. They're prototypical politicians. They represent politicians to the hilt. Tell you what you want to hear, then don't do it. Then you know what they do? They incrementally take you towards socialism. They take you towards open borders. They take you towards New World Order. They take you towards the UN running your troops, the UN implementing Agenda 21 and all kinds of stuff in your neighborhoods to where you have no control. Do you understand that under Obama, they took refugees, people that aren't refugees, they took illegals, shipped them all over the country, didn't even have to tell mayors, they didn't talk to states about it. Forget the 10th Amendment. They didn't care about states' rights. They shipped them wherever they wanted. If Washington wanted to bring them in, they should have shipped them all to D.C. See, that's what the state should have done. They should have all colluded together and said, you know what, we're not taking any of them. But you know why that didn't happen? Because we have a lot of governors who are Democrats who accept what the government is doing. They don't care. I've asked you, if you believe you're represented by your representatives, go for it. You think the people in AOC's district believe her to be a representative of their views? Look, I know New Yorkers, and they're pretty proud people. If you said to New Yorkers, hey, New Yorker, we're going to bring in a bunch of Mexicans and put them in the Bronx, and you guys just got to do, what the heck are you talking about, Jackson? You know, they would be all up in arms. But no, AOC, man, oh, these poor, look, she goes down and does all these stunts at the border, photo ops. She's good at getting in the news, but the problem is she's good at getting in the news. Democrats got a lot of problems, baby. I told you guys, they are unbelievable. Nobody, their credibility is shot. Oh, I know. You listen to the media and you think people care. They pay attention. Oh, Democrats, they don't care. Let me tell you something. Speaking of AOC, she had the audacity to try to go after Ivanka Trump, because President Trump did an amazing job at the G20. You guys know he goes across into the DMZ, shakes hands with Kim Jong-un, and says, you know, yeah, it's the beginning of us trying to put this deal together. Symbolic. We are going to try to work with you. Let me tell you, that is a shot heard around the world. That's Donald Trump saying to all the warring nations, you know what? Put your guns down, denuclearize, get into the 21st century, and let's go into the 25th century together. Let's stop the fighting, and let's just go and build our infrastructure and become citizens of the world. Do you understand how big look... Excuse me, look at what happened with South Korea in a small amount of time. I remind you, It was a joke a few decades ago to have anything made in Korea. It was a joke. It was the cheapest. It was the worst made. And when Hyundai first came out, it was a joke. Is it now? Lucky Gold Star. I can almost guarantee you, you have either Samsung or LG in your home. You are using something from the Koreans, and you're happy to have it. It might be your washing machines. It might be your refrigerator, your TV, your computer. You name it. Your cell phone. The world has changed. So ask yourself, what would happen if North Korea had a similar renaissance? And suddenly it's got a great trading partner with South Korea. South Korea helps build the economy of its actual family. And then that economy got built, and they started trading with the Soviet Union or with China and Africa, as opposed to people going there and just stealing and, you know, gouging natural resources. How about they go there and they actually put an infrastructure in Africa and start exporting the things that they need? I mean, that they want. Things that the world wants to see from Africa. Can you imagine that? In actual economy? So here's Donald Trump. He takes Ivanka to the G20 summit. Why? Because she's one of his advisors. Look, I'm no Ivanka fan. Ivanka is friends with Chelsea Clinton. She believes in climate change. I mean, there's many things about Ivanka that I don't like. But let me tell you what I do like about her. I think she represents a strong woman. I think that she represents a good wife. Her name is like Yael Kushner. She's a Yael Kushner, her Jewish name. She converted to Judaism for her husband. So she's a God-fearing woman that supports her man, but she's a businesswoman, strong in her own right. And Kushner, I mean, I don't know much about him, but the bit that I've seen him do and his advice to the president has been pretty doggone amazing. So you look at you got a guy who takes his family of accomplished people and uses them as advisors. I just want you to picture it this way. What would you say if your father, who taught you how to build businesses, how to pick the right husband, and you're a young lady, and then he says, hey, by the way, I'm going to make you part of my administration. I'm going to show you business at the highest level, at the governmental level. Who would complain? AOC, that's who. Not happy that Ivanka Trump went with her father, the president, whom she advises, to a summit. She says, it may be shocking to some, but seeing someone's daughter actually isn't a career being someone's daughter isn't actually a career qualification. Oh, and I guess being a bartender is. Yeah, I know many of you, that was the first thought you had, right? Yeah, here's a bartender saying that this woman isn't qualified. Dare criticize a career businesswoman. By the way, 844-551-8255. Open line for leftists. Please call and tell me how AOC has any room to criticize businesswoman Ivanka Trump, a woman that knows how to do business at the global level and whose father is president of the United States and is taking a woman, his daughter, and grooming her to be able to do the same. Tell me where that's wrong. See what I talk about let's just play along with AOC on this, right? Let's play along. Because, see, Democrats even understand that's stupid. Chelsea Clinton was given all kinds of accolades and things that she never should have gotten. She was making over $26,000 an hour working for NBC. We did the math on it. It was something crazy. Why? Because she was such a good reporter, such a good correspondent. Or could it have been because they thought the Clintons were going to be the dynasty that was going to go into the future, so they didn't want to miss out on it? Yeah, Ivanka works for her father's in his business, builds her own empire, and you got AOC criticizing. I want you to ask yourself, what would she be saying if Ivanka Trump were the daughter of a Democratic president? What would she be saying about it? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.